One of the fascinating aspects of this week's parsha, Balak, is that there is this entire enterprise which is taking place without our knowledge. In the background, there are negotiations taking place. There's a man who seems to have great power. And the truth is, we don't know what to do with that. We don't know, till today, was this a man who really had prophetic power? Was this a man who really was able to live up to what he put on his business card? Were the people who he cursed really cursed? Were the people he blessed really blessed? Maybe he was really more like, in contemporary terms, like a news anchor or somebody in the media, more generally. Somebody who believed that they had great ability. Whoever they cursed is going to be cursed. They'll destroy their reputation. Whoever they bless is going to be blessed. Maybe somebody who gave political advice, a political strategist. We don't know exactly what to do with it. But I'm not sure if that makes a difference. Balak believed that the secret to his success was Bilaam. He believed that Bilaam had the ability to cause him to be victorious. And perhaps he had reason to believe this in terms of past events that had taken place, and the rabbis in the Midrash give us hints in that direction. That Bilaam had helped Balak in the past. He helped him get where he was today. Balak was not always a leader. He had somebody in the background who helped him. And whether we believe in this power or not made no difference. Because Balak did. And maybe the other people who listened did. Maybe the fact that this man anoints, or this man says, or he says who will win, maybe that gave them the confidence or took away the confidence. Maybe he had power. What was interesting is when he looks, perhaps prophetically, at the Jewish camp, and for that matter, Balak as well, when he looks at the Jewish camp, they see something so big and strong and powerful. It would seem to be that Bilaam sees something else as well. He sees a unified people. Matovu alecha Yaakov mishkanotecha Yisrael. The beautiful camp, the Jewish camp. And what's really interesting about this is if we pay attention to the rest of the book of Bamidbar, there was fighting in this camp. There was insurrection in this camp. There was attacks against Moshe in this camp. But maybe that's one of the secrets of this parsha. To the anti-Semites who's watching from the outside, a Jew is a Jew is a Jew. We're all the same. And we're unified. And we're working together. And there's part of this great plot. And we're going to be taking over everything. And that's what they see on the outside. On the inside, the rest of Sefer Bamidbar, we're not getting together that much. But in the eyes of Balak, in the eyes of Bilaam, we're this great, wonderful, powerful people. If only we understood that as well, maybe we would be.